Some time ago, in the aftermath of the collapse of Solace and our encounter with gods once forgotten, the numbers dead, injured, missing, innumerable, the destruction unfathomable, the Magistry and the Eternal Order itself suffered great losses. Rescued in a way is the thousands of years of knowledge and history stored within the Magistry Library. Much of what occurred when Azathoth was ripped from his slumber is a blur. Due to the size, strength, and number of fires immolating Solace, the sky was a bright orange hue. I could not possibly tell you if it was day or night. I remember sinking into a darkness in a sunken temple beneath the ocean. I remember surfacing in the waters off of Solace and seeing a stranger standing in place of the city I knew. I was pulled from the ocean into the sky and could see it all with the perspective of a bird. I will never forget those images of Solace bathed in red. And yet behind us was an infinite blackness, a swirling abyss barely cloaked in shape and form. Nothingness. Oblivion. We stared into the abyss and fought against it. Strangely, I feel no happiness, no relief. I do not feel like a hero. I feel nothing but sadness. I fear Solace is not all that collapsed that day. I spent the last several weeks with what books I could scrounge that could help advance my plans, but what I can access is lacking. Everything will have to be accelerated. Tomorrow is no longer guaranteed. It's difficult to have faith in the basic tenets of reality. I often forget that I am not in the Magistry. Shenju Castle has become our shelter. This architecture and design is foreign, alien even to me. As unrecognizable as the profane geometry we called Azathoth. I've largely remained inside, pursuing and organizing what knowledge can be discovered with the shreds of the library. Shenju Castle is not my home, though it's difficult to say as I've never really had one. I can't stand to go outside. I'm afraid that the next time I look at the sky, the horizon will burn as bright as it did that day. Einugs is loyal and fierce. He has agreed to accompany me as far as possible. I'm so proud to see how far Jix has come. However, his story leads down a different path. I'm not proud of it, but I've stolen Pearl's cloak from the Manta Ray. I learned in my time in the orphanage that it was often better to ask forgiveness than to ask permission. Hopefully, I will be able to return it before they know it's gone. If I do not return, take my books, sell them, keep the profit. I would hate to know they're collecting dust in a tower somewhere. To those of the Eternal Order, should you discover these pages, it has been an honor to know you all. I apologize for leaving without saying goodbye, but I know that there are several members of the Order that would not approve of my goals. I have learned something from every single one of you, and this knowledge means more to me than anything that can be gleaned from a tome. For most of my life, I thought that I could not exist as part of a greater unit. Turns out that was correct, but thank you for making me believe just for a moment that I was not. Together, we stared into the abyss and fought against it. But if you stare too long into the abyss, sometimes the abyss stares back.